I enjoy that the church celebrates the saints, and we have a lot of them. Just this week, we celebrated St. John Fisher on Sunday and St. Thomas More on Monday. St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More stood up to Henry VIII and his claim to be the head of the Church of England. They also refused to acknowledge the legality of the king's divorce of Catherine and ultimately were both put to death for it. St. Thomas More is one of the patron saints of lawyers, so I have a special connection to him. Thursday, we celebrated the feast of St. Jose Maria Escriva, a priest whom Pope St. John Paul called the Saint of Ordinary Life. He was a Spanish priest who founded Opus Dei, which seeks to foster among Christians the search for holiness in the world, especially in the ordinary circumstances of life and the sanctification of work. There's no doubt that these men are holy men. I think about some of the saints that have lived during my lifetime. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, for example, devoted her life to the service of the poor. Pope Saint John Paul II, now known by many as Saint Paul the Great. Soon to be Saint Carlo Acutis, a teenager whose dedication to the Eucharist brought Eucharistic miracles back into the focus of the Church. These are holy men and women. Rightly so, I think the Church reserves beatification for those who have lived exceptional lives and who the Church is willing to say are in heaven now. That's a sophisticated process that involves a close examination of their lives, and the Church is very careful about it. But at the same time, if part of the reason for beatifying saints is that we then have role models to look up to, I find it difficult to find their lives achievable. I don't think I could stand up to Henry VIII, as St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More did. I don't think I could put myself in harm's way the same way that St. Teresa of Calcutta did, all in service of the poor. If these were really the standard, I have doubts about myself. But today's solemnity, I think, should give everyone some hope. I think the message to be heard from today's solemnity is it's never too late to discern God's call for us, as long as we're willing to listen when he calls. Consider St. Paul. In his letter to the Galatians, St. Paul describes his own former life by saying that he persecuted the Church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. This is somebody that we now call a saint. In the Acts of the Apostles, Luke tells us that Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, entering house after house, dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment. He describes himself, though, in Galatians as having been set apart even from his mother's womb, called through God's grace, and the Son having been revealed to him so that he might proclaim God to the Gentiles. Paul obviously believes that even while he was persecuting Christians, he had already been set apart by God for the task of preaching to the Gentiles. And look at the turnaround in his life. He goes from persecuting Christians, from trying to destroy the church, to writing letter after letter that we still hear today. And what about St. Peter? He began sinking in the water when his faith in Jesus wavered as he was walking towards him. And even worse, he denied knowing him on the night of Jesus' arrest. This is one of Jesus' closest friends, and again, somebody we now call a saint. But Peter also is rehabilitated by Jesus. In John's Gospel, Jesus gives Peter three chances to tell him that he loves him, to rehabilitate him for the threefold denial from his previous threefold denial. Jesus even predicts for him how he will die, predicting his death on a cross. In Matthew's Gospel, which, by the way, you would hear if you come back to church tomorrow. We have different readings because of the two saints that we celebrate tonight and tomorrow. In Matthew's Gospel, when Jesus asks who people and then the disciples say that he is, it is Peter who responds, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus responds by appointing Peter to lead the church. In both cases, what we are seeing is a complete transformation. From persecuting Christians to evangelizing new ones, from lacking faith in Jesus to proclaiming him to be the Christ, the Son of God. The transformation is so complete that even their names are changed. Simon to Peter and Saul to Paul. And why? Because God called them directly. God called Paul directly. And Peter was a witness to the resurrection. Jesus spoke to them through his words and his actions, and the two of them were willing to listen. The completeness of the transformation is also evident in their lives following these events. In the Acts of the Apostles, we have this example of Peter healing those who needed healing in Jesus' name. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, and then his letter to Timothy, we have Paul explaining that he now feels called to bring Jesus to those who do not yet believe. They are, after these transformations, mirroring Jesus. They have become precisely the Christian witnesses that Jesus calls us all to be. They demonstrate their love for and belief in Jesus by their words and their actions, such that others come to believe in him because of their witness. They're reflecting the image of Jesus to those people. These two stories ought to give us great hope for our own faith lives. The holy men and women that the church has identified as saints are great examples of the holy lives that we can lead. But stories like Paul's and Peter's show us that no matter what our pasts are, when we're ready to acknowledge God and listen to his call for us, he will still be there to receive us. We can make that same kind of complete transformation. Even if we're not actively persecuting Christians or specifically denying that we even know Jesus, we do deny Jesus in one way or another each day. If we miss prayer or we miss Mass, we're showing that whatever it is we do instead is more important to us at the time. When we take the Lord's name in vain, we're showing that we don't believe there's anything particularly holy about Jesus' name. When we choose not to be charitable, we're showing that we do not believe Jesus' words when he called us to charity. Those might seem like small matters, but they are ways where we turn from God, big or small. But the transformations of St. Peter and St. Paul show us that it's not too late for our own transformations. See in the readings today a call for each of us to allow that transformation to happen for us as well. I mentioned earlier that we celebrated St. Jose Maria Escriva's feast day this week. He believed that all of us are called to holiness and sanctity in our daily lives. That's what a complete transformation for us would mean. To go from a life where we believe in God and we know about our faith, but where God is not primarily our focus, to a life focused on God. To go from a focus on me and what's good for me, to a focus on what God is calling me to do. Finally, notice too that their transformations meant different things for Peter and Paul. Paul is called to evangelize, and he does so primarily through his words. Peter is also called to evangelize, but he does so primarily through his actions. God does not call everyone to be everything, but he does call us all to do something. St. Teresa of Calcutta was called to live with and serve the poor. St. Jose Maria Escriva was called to preach the gospel. St. John Paul II was called to be a voice for peace in a world experiencing great conflict. So we might not be called to die for our faith. We probably should be willing to do that, but God isn't going to ask all of us literally to sacrifice ourselves for him. We aren't called to sacrifice everything to live with and serve the poor. And we might not be called to stand up to authority in a way that might mean prison or death. But we should be open to what God is calling us to do. Is it to serve our neighbors who have been affected by our recent flooding? Is it to volunteer to lead a ministry in the parish? Is it to volunteer to sing in the choir? Is it to invite somebody back to Mass who hasn't been a while or who has never been? And on the bigger things, is God calling us to the priesthood, to the diaconate, to religious life? Is he calling you to serve the church in some way? Is he calling you to marriage? The point is that like Saints Peter and Paul, God is calling us to something. He set us apart in our mother's wombs for whatever that is. If we haven't found it yet, it is certainly not too late. We should do what we can to open ourselves up to those possibilities and be willing to hear not only what God may be calling us to do, but be willing to act on it as well. So if we take anything from today's solemnity, please pray on what God may be calling you to do. Be willing to be transformed for Christ. Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us.